This is not about mentioning or promoting a brand. Pero, naalala mo ba ang Caladrill?
Hindi.
My gosh, hindi mo alam ang Caladrill?
Benadryl.
So you don't have any idea na pag kumati ang katawan mo nung bata ka, may ipapahid sa'yo na parang color pink na tubig. Tapos pag nilagay sa buong katawan mong ganun, para siyang malapinturang.
Hindi.
Hindi ka familiar doon?
Elika.
Eh, grabe naman.
Elika na
nilalala ko. Hindi mo alam yun?
Seriously.
To all those who are listening to our podcast, familiar ba kayo sa Caladrill? Welcome to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho.
And we want to connect with everyone who is, may feeling mo may makate.
Ah, kaya pala yun yung opening mo kasi usapang kate pala tayo for this podcast episode.
Oo, kasi ano yan eh, bungang araw, allergies, basta laging noong araw Caladrill. Ano siya, liquid siya, tapos malamig siya pag pinahid. Pero pag pinahid na ganyan, natutuyo siya. Tapos kitang-kita mo yung kulay niya, parang pintura. Pero soothing siya sa kate. So, why we're talking about this? Because maybe there's a part of your married life na makate. I'm not saying the bad kate. Kasi usually, when you say the word kate, anong iniisip ng mga tao?
Parang double meaning. Parang something sensual.
Yeah, sensual. Tapos, it's either within marriage or parang something happening.
Ah, parang ano, sexual temptation.
Oo, parang ganun, di ba? So, we're not talking about that type of kate. What we're talking about is there's something in your married life, kating-kate ka nang mangyari, magbago, ma-achieve. Or maybe you don't know, do I have to achieve it or not? And you don't know why. This is the type of kate na parang you're deciding to do both, to do good things. And you feel like, parang tama naman to, pero parang, magmumukha ba ako masama pag dinesidean ko to?
Yun yung sinasabi nila sa buhay na it's so easy to decide between good and bad, but it's so hard to decide between two good.
Yeah. Yeah. Ikala ko siya sasabihin ko pang iwi.
Wala.
Wala na. Yun na
para lang yan, pag may nililigawan ka, parehong maganda, parehong gusto mo, pero sino bang pipiliin mo?
Pero sa married life kasi, ang tawag natin dito, or maybe if you're a single person, you're listening to this podcast, this applies to married life, but the context and the concept of what we're gonna talk about can be applied to that part of your life that it's itching to happen.
For example, career. Maybe you're looking for a new job or a new path.
Tapos sasabihin sa'yo na wala ka bang gratitude man lang kasi okay naman tong office mate mo. Wala ka bang gratitude man lang or parang just value the people who are
homegrown talent
or helping you here.
Yes.
Pero deep inside you, there's something that's itching to happen.
Yes, either a passion or you want to pursue a business.
Yeah, exactly. And so you feel like, will I pursue what it's itching or preserve ko na lang what people might say or think na parang, teka lang, wala ba talaga akong gratitude o hindi pa talaga ako mabait na tao? Mabait naman ako. And so you're crossing between these two ideas and you don't know if you stay in the middle and what to decide on. This is what we want to talk about today.
Ang gandang episode because bakit natin ito pinag-uusapan? So there is this one conversation in the car. Hindi ko alam, pero ang usual namin reflection ni Drews pa, nagda-drive si Drews, tapos ayan, long drive lang for our family. And then we talk about things in our life that para may holy discontent. We call it holy discontent because for the longest time, we've been praying about these certain things in our lives, both individually and as a couple. Definitely because as a couple, we talk about so many things, even small or bad or big things, parang ganyan. And so sabi ko kay Drews, naiyak na lang ako sa kanya kasi para I felt like, tama ba na iniisip ko to for our family? And yet, it's one side of me saying, okay naman lahat. Why are you still gonna rock the boat? Okay naman lahat. Isn't it something that, is it too much to ask? Or is it something na parang, wag na lang, kasi nga mararock yung boat.
Exactly. And to married people, there are certain parts or season of your life na mararamdaman mo to. Number one, maybe you're thinking, will we stay in this place or go to a different country? Diba? Or maybe you're thinking, will I rent Or will I buy a house? Or maybe you're thinking, will I take this job, sabi mo nga kanina? Or will I pursue business? Will I become a housewife? Or will I become a housewife who's na gumagawa ng mga side hustles to provide for the family? And I want to trim it down because we were talking to one couple na itong couple na to, ang concern nila, they want to have a life of their own sa family nila. Pero ang concern nila, they're staying with the in-laws, sa bahay ng isa. Pero okay naman lahat. So hindi niya alam ba't ganun, parang I'm itching na gusto kong masubukan ng kami lang. Pero hindi ko rin maiwan yung family ko. Most especially yung parents ko. Parang ganito. And then so hindi niya alam kung paano siya tatawid sa bangka. So the point is, and the thoughts are, you focus on your family. But then again, will you not be grateful that you're being helped? Diba?
I think maraming makaka-relate sa atin, especially in the setup of Filipinos, na parang nandito tayo sa sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. Na somehow I can relate to that person. Kasi nga, parang nandun ka sa time na you're growing your family, you're a parent already, and yet here you are, still a child to your parents. Diba? Parang nandun ka caught up in between, saan ka lulugar?
Yan yung pinag-uusapan natin ngayon dito. And then, ang ganda nito, kasi while we were talking about this, may nabasa ka ba, napakinggan? And I love that eh. I love that. Yung sabi mo na, what's itching in your life or someone else's life, di ba? It's not bad.
It's not bad. Go ahead. It's just really about the, you know, that concept about minimalism and decluttering about your life, di ba? Sometimes parang niisip mo, bakit ganun pagising ko, lahat naman okay. And yet parang there is something in you that's telling you, this is not for you anymore. And this is the kind of situation wherein na-outgrow mo na siya.
Mm.
Kasi nga ang memories, di ba? We always cling to relationships. We always cling to material things, memories, photo frame, album, memorabilia, banga, jars, and all, di ba? And yet, life teaches us that relationships are not really built on material things but inside our hearts. So parang ito yung mga panahon na na-outgrow mo na siya and it's time for you to move forward. Not because you are bad or not because the people around you are bad, but because it's really just time for you to move forward.
Ang ganda ng topic na to. So baka lang nandito ka sa nagde-desisyon ka, mabait ka, both are okay, pero meron kang gustong puntahan, you're thinking, am I a bad person? But think and reflect and pray first. Baka kasi nag-outgrow ka na sa whatever blessing you have in the past and there are new blessings waiting for you, hindi ka nakasya sa dati mong sinusuotan na blessings. Baka hindi ka nakasya sa, ano na eh, ang dami pag-usapan dito. Sa sobrang ganda nito, alam mo, feeling ko maganda, mag-break muna tayo.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Dino naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
And we're back. Ayan. So, alam mo ang maganda dito? I'll share siguro two lang of my reflections. Tapos pag-usapan lang natin
kung
ano sa'yo ito. Naalala ko lang kasi ito, meron naman akong kilala na isang member ng youth namin when I was a youth leader pa in a different community. Tapos ang sharing, binubully siya sa school, especially high school. Mas mataas ang asara ng high school kasi mas conscious na yung mga tao. Binubully siya, sinasabi ang taba niya. Of course, parang it still happens naman eh, pero parang ang sakit niyan. Pero kung titingnan mo, hindi naman siya talagang big, babae to ha. Pero it's because yung uniform niya, dahil hindi kayang provide ng family niya, yung uniform niya since nung grade grade 6 ba o high school, first year siya, uniform niya pa rin second year, saka third year high school siya. So, hindi na siya kasha, na-outgrow na niya ito.
Super na-outgrow na niya.
Suman na talaga pag tinignan mo. Kaya, hindi, alam mo, initially parang matatawa ka, pero pag ikaw yan, dumaawa ka eh.
Yes.
Diba? Kasi naalala ko, may joke kami ganda dati sa office namin na parang yung meron kaming friend na gusto magpapayat. Tapos sabi namin, kung gusto mong pumayat in one day, mag-shoot ka lang ng maluwag na damit. Mas maluwag sa damit mo, papayat ka na. Pero eto, suot-suot niya, maliit na damit.
And the question there is, bakit nga ba siya nagsusuot ng maliit? Kasi people always judge you ng ito na yung end result, mm-hmm. but they don't know the backstory behind that.
Oo, the backstory. Of course, the backstory is walang pera. Walang pera daw. Walang pera daw yung family and hindi makabili ng bagong uniform. Tapos, kailangan niya mag-suffer. Ang sakit yan kasi tayo magulang na tayo ngayon. Of course,
yes.
We don't want that to happen. That's why we have to work hard. Pero yun yung backstory niya. So I was thinking, if hindi nakasya sa'yo, talagang hindi na bagay sa'yo. Sumisigaw na ang katawan mo na wag mo nang suotin ito. So pwede yung buhay mo. Kaya parang it's itching, you're itching to move. It's because your life is itching to receive the best version for your season already. The thing is, tinatry mong layuan, iwanan o wag pansinin, it's because you think there's one thing good na pag binitawan mo, it makes you bad. But there's nothing wrong having a new uniform. There's nothing wrong buying new, loving yourself, and focusing on your life. To married people, it simply means baka yung itching na nararamdaman mo, it's not bad because it's about time you think about your own family now. And there's a version na pwede mo siyang gawin na you remain respectful, you remain grateful, but still, pleasing too many people outside your family for the consequence or for the sake of ang maaalangan is yung pamilya mo, it's not the best option.
Yeah, so number one is that it no longer looks so good on you. That's very obvious. Yung para makikita mo kaagad, ay parang, ayun, dun sa nabully, di ba? Parang nakita mo na agad, uy, hindi na talaga nagsisuit sa kanya. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look good anymore. But another deeper level is that pwedeng it looks good on you, but it doesn't feel good on you.
Mm, pwede rin.
Yung parang, pag nakita mo on the surface, everything is okay. Like, everything is sugar-coated in a sense that okay naman talaga lahat. Kasi nakikita ng tao o nakikita mo, it's just a surface. But if you dig deeper into your emotions, maybe something is inside of you na yun yung nangangati.
May gusto makawala eh.
Gusto makawala. And that's freedom.
Exactly.
Freedom is not something na bibigay lang ka ng candy, tatahimik ka na dahil umiiyak ka. There's an inner wound in you or an inner dream in you that needs to be fulfilled.
Not a wound.
It can be wound if it's something na parang hindi ka makawala, nagkakaroon na ng resistance, nagkakaroon na ng resentment.
Maybe the wound causes you to resist it.
Yes.
But it's the dream that wants to get out and be fulfilled.
And that's something that we want to avoid. We don't want you to go to that side na parang ayaw mo na, hindi mo nakikita yung magagandang bagay kasi nga, nandun ka na sa part na nare-resent mo na siya. So, before you go to that level, if you feel that you are longing for freedom, for as long as you are not hurting other people, if it doesn't feel good on you anymore, then go for it. There's this one quote that I read that there are two traps that you need to avoid in life. That one, caring what other people think. Mm-hmm. Number two, thinking that they care. Because yes, sometimes people care, but not everyone really cares. And that you don't really need to think of how they feel, how they think about you. Because at the end of the day, ikaw lang din naman nagagawa ng decision sa buhay mo.
Oo. Tapos, alam mo, ang sundan ko yan, no? Pero bago ko tumalon sa point number three, is this actually reflection, well, talking about that issue, made me realize, and I want to share this to all couples listening right now, na kapag meron ka ganong klaseng itch sa married life nyo na gusto kayo ma-fulfill, I want you to know, hindi ka masamang tao, nangangarap ka lang para sa pamilya mo. The thing is, what's holding you back, is masama ba akong tao? The answer is no. And I think may narinig nga tayo na parang sinabi doon sa couple na, teka lang, yung to all again, the parents na kasama ng mga tao, tapos na sila sa pagpapalaki nila. Ikaw, nisisimula ka pa lang. Diba? And so, ang nangyayari kasi, ang concern sa generation, hindi sila makausad sa immediate nila kasi they're still hanging on to the responsibility. We're not saying let go of the responsibility, but the thing is, when you start focusing on your family, you can know now hanggang saan lang ang kaya ng responsibility ibigay mo to people outside now your primary and priority na family mo. Which leads me to number three. Most of the time, it's also fear that blocks you. What will people say? Can we do it? What will happen to us? Is it possible na we all know if it's meant for you, if it's itching for you, and if you're faithful in what you need to do, go ahead, calculated risk, take the dive, and then let God surprise you.
I think one of the things that is dangerous for us parents to do as we raise our kids is to protect them from the things that they can explore in life. It's something that we also experience now kasi, and you, I mean, just imagine the two kids, diba? And yet here you are, life will really teach you things that maybe your parents shielded you before. Kaya nga, diba, parang you grow with your kids. And at the same time, when you grow with them, you realize that you don't really own your kids.
Yeah.
And it's also the same thing that you need to do in your life, that you don't own your life. Mm-hmm. God owns it, but you do the best that you can so that you can magnify God in your life. Parang there's a talk sa feast recently that maybe you have your own will, but you have to discern also God's will in your life. I think yun yung kukonek ko doon yung sinasabi mo doon sa fear that minsan isip mo, Lord, the doubt mo yung sarili mo, is it just my will? Mm-hmm. Or is it your will that I don't feel that I suit here anymore?
Ano yan eh? Okay, nakuha mo na yung lakas ng loob. O sige, decided na ako. Gusto ko nang gawin to.
Gusto ko nang ligawan to. Gusto ko nang pakasalan to. Gusto ko nang mag-anak.
Magde-decision ka na. Pag-ate ka lang. What will happen?
Dadagain ka.
Oo. And the thing is, there's no ano eh. Hindi kasi siya yung parang, okay, I am thinking about books na makikita mo sa likod what will happen. Yung
the ending is already there.
Na ending, di ba? Or at least, yung mga cassette tapes ng araw na makikita mo sa likod ng kung anong kanta, ano yung mga lyrics, di ba? Sa life kasi hindi ganun eh. But what you can have is you can have plans, you can have schedules, you can have what ano yung mga options, you can have who are the people who will be involved in this, what will happen, what if this will work, and this will not, anong gagawin yung mag-asawa, as long as you do it together. Again, let not fear stop you. And at any age, whether you're married 1 year pa lang, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or realize after 20 years, there's something you want to do in your married life that the both of you can experience something new and it's gonna help you. That itch is not because masama ka. That itch is because may pangarap ka na gusto matupad sa buhay mo.
I hope that this podcast episode is blessing you wherever you are or whatever time you are listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining with us. And speaking of age, recently, if you've been reading the readings lately, it's about the story of Abram and Sarah. And that gives us confidence that if, at times we feel like other people are getting their blessings already. They have their children, they have their own house, they have their own cars, they have their own dream career ministry, kung ano man yung organization na yan. And yet here you are waiting for your dreams. And be reminded of the story of Abram and Sarah that God bless us in different seasons, in different ages, in different stages of life.
But gusto ko lang ikat ka dyan, ha? Kasi Sarah also doubted the Lord.
Yes, she did, diba?
Diba? There's an itch.
Yes.
The itch was.
Tama ba? Natawa pa nga siya, diba?
Oo, natawa siya. Kaya nga si Lord, parang na-insulto.
Oo, na-insulto si Lord. Parang, Why are you laughing at my ano, di ba, message?
The itch was, gusto namin magkaanak.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when God gave the promise, ha, di ba?
Parang ha, next year? Sigurado ka ba
sa
dyan?
Sa itch namin na to, di ba? Yung ganyan.
Wala na siyang period eh. Yun ang sabi niya, di ba?
So, there's so many ways that the world will try to stop you. gusto mong gawin ng mundo is lagyan ng color drill o lagyan ng ano yung itch mo. Well, in fact, the itch wants to go out because that itch is not an allergy. Maybe it's something that wants to grow, not as something bad, but to come out of your life para ma-experience mo. Mawawala yung itch na yan, huwag ka mag-alala. Hindi siya masamang itch, mawawala yan. Kasi makikita mo, it's suddenly a dream fulfilled that you will thank yourself for doing this. You'll thank your spouse for supporting you and for journeying with you together. The kids will thank you for saying, Mama, Papa, salamat at
nag-take ginawa nito, risk.
Nag-take kayo ng risk. So
to close this, I just want you to reflect on your life right now. Wala akong maisip na question to ask each other, but to reflect on this Bible verse, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. So if the Lord has made so many blessings in your life, He is about to make miracles again in your life.
Sa akin, maybe you can discuss together, no? Is there an itch in your life wherein you think that hindi ka makatawid kasi feeling mo it will become a bad person? It's a decision between good and good. Again, discernment. Discernment. Discernment is not about when it's between good and good. Discernment is not about which is better.
Mm-hmm.
Discernment is asking what is God's will for you. And trusting that God's will is always better and yes, always the best for you.
Amen.
Let's pray in the name of the Father, Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Give us the courage. Give us the wisdom as well to discern your will. Give us the courage, Lord God, to take that one step and to trust the timing, the process, and the progress, Lord, that we will be brave enough to stand for our family. In this way, we will remain to be still respectful, valuing people around us, grateful, yet we know that our top priority now is the family you've given us. Bless married couples, in Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son,
of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much. Please keep on supporting our podcast and all the podcasts here in the Abundance Network because love connects.